An injury to one is an injury to all. That cry is a stirring call to action for the labor movement. Its message of solidarity, of reminding fellow workers that we've got your back, has reassured ordinary New Yorkers in political battles and resounded on picket lines during contract disputes for decades. Now that phrase is taking on an entirely new meaning. Monstrous hurricanes that rip through the Caribbean, Texas and Florida have devastated communities and upended the lives of educators, students, and working families. Two destructive storms tragically killed dozens and left thousands homeless. Harvey and Irma ruined possessions and exacted a devastating financial toll on ordinary working people like you and me. Many of these hurricane victims did not have insurance and are now facing financial disaster. Public education was battered too. Schools and colleges flooded. Many had their roofs blown apart by 150-mile-per-hour winds. And weeks after the wrath of Harvey and Irma calmed, many of these public institutions in Puerto Rico, Texas, and Florida remained closed. Tough times like this are an open invitation to the labor movement. Many know of unions as fighters for fairness and opportunity. They know that unions, especially teachers' unions, stand up for students and parents and take on the tough battles against the hedge fund billionaires who want to profit off our public schools and colleges. You know what else? When natural disaster hits, unions do something else. Our first reaction is, how can we help? In the aftermath of Harvey, Irma, and Maria, brave unionized first responders help save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. Unionized workers are leading the cleanup and recovery efforts as well. NYSIT's state and national affiliates in Texas and Florida have been identifying members, students, and communities in need of everything from help cleaning up to shelter to new books and supplies for their schools, and they've sprung into action. Here in New York, the union I lead, New York State United Teachers, is doing its part to assist our brothers and sisters in labor, including some 16,000 NYSIT retirees who live in Florida. NYSIT has activated its disaster relief fund in places hit hard by Irma, Harvey, and Maria. Set up after Katrina in 2005, our fund has so far distributed more than 4,000 grants, totaling about $2 million to help ease the pain of union families suffering from the effects of these disasters. In 2012, after Superstorm Sandy, NYSIT members contributed more than $700,000 to help their fellow New Yorkers on Long Island, New York City, and communities downstate. We've already sent one big check to help in the recovery, and we are actively collecting money to grow the Disaster Relief Fund so we can do even more. Solidarity is central to what it means to be in a union. We care for each other. We care for our members, the students and patients we serve, and we care for the communities in which we live and work. In these fractured times, unions are embracing the message that an injury to one is an injury to all. Unions are about helping people embrace their common humanity, pursue the common good, and help their neighbors, regardless of their differences. We're proud to do that today and always.